Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
All righty then. I've got 11 questions for you on Ace Ventura 1 and 2, written by Mike Maximchuk. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. If you like trivia, you're in the right place, but I might suggest you go check out some other great trivia podcasts out there, like my friend Jonathan Oakes and Trivial Warfare. If you like my show, you will love Trivial Warfare, as well as my new friends over at Quiz Quiz Bang Bang. Go give them both a listen, give them a subscribe, and tell them Buds sent ya. We are doing 11 questions today on Ace Ventura 1 and 2. Most of it's about the first one, but the last few are about the sequel. And these questions were written by Mike Maximchuk. I think this might have been requested. Mike wrote these questions for a Patreon subscriber of mine named Taryn Napolitano, who is also known as the Monrovia Pet Nanny. So, Taryn, I hope you enjoy today's quiz. And if everybody else enjoys it, you can thank Taryn for the awesome idea over on our Patreon Trivia Topics Picker spreadsheet on Google Sheets. If you want to be part of picking the topics we do on the show every single month, you could donate $5 or more over on patreon.com/trivia. With Buds. Guys, we are in a crazy time in the world where everything is on lockdown and we're all trying to not go crazy. So thank you so much for your support on Patreon. Thanks for your support on Facebook live streams. I've been doing those every night at 7 p.m. Pacific if you want to get in on a full 2-hour, 5-round trivia night. Thanks for watching on Instagram Live. Thank you for buying custom trivia packages from me. And thanks for just straight up saying hi and hello on social media. It really brightens up my day to get different messages from you guys of people who are like, oh, I just found the podcast and now I'm watching the live streams, or hey, my friend listens to this on another day and told me to check it out, that kind of stuff. I really enjoy it, and I thank each and every one of you for giving me something to do every day. If I was just a comedian like I used to be, I don't know what I'd be doing, because you can't really do stand-up on a live stream. I mean, I guess you could, but the thought of it terrifies me to just be talking, to have zero response from anybody. At least when I'm doing trivia, I have the questions to fall back on, and I could insert jokes here and there, but I don't have to focus on just trying to be doing jokes the entire time. So thank you so much for the support, and I'm glad that what I do translates to a world on lockdown and entertaining them. You can find all kinds of cool stuff about me over at triviawithbuds.com, including a free trivia night download every week that we are off from all my live locations in the form of a zip file. Just click the link at the very top and you'll get instructions and answer sheets and PowerPoint slides and bonus worksheets and the whole shebang to have a trivia night at home totally free every week. And again, those live streams are every night at 7 p.m. Pacific on my personal Facebook page for Ryan Buds. Just give me an ad over there, facebook.com/Ryan Buds. Today's episode is all about Ace Ventura for Taryn, written by Mike, and we're going to jump into those 11 questions right now. Here we go. Alrighty then, we've got 11 questions for you on Ace Ventura, and we're jumping into them right now. Question number one. 2 weeks before the Miami Dolphins are to play in the Super Bowl, their mascot is kidnapped. A bottlenose dolphin named what? What is the name of the dolphin? Number one. Question number two, what is the name of Ace's pet capuchin monkey? Number two, what is the name of Ace Ventura's pet capuchin monkey? Question number three, to track down the Dolphins mascot, Ventura sneaks into a party hosted by a millionaire who collects exotic animals. While there, Ventura mistakes what animal for Snowflake and is nearly eaten. Number three. Question number four, Ray Finkel missed the field goal kick at the end of Super Bowl 19, which cost the Dolphins the championship and ruined his career. Ventura learns that Finkel fully blames Dan Marino due to Marino allegedly placing the ball incorrectly before the kick. What phrase did he fixate on? What phrase did he fixate on? Question number five. Eventually, Ace discovers that Finkel is what character in a transgender disguise? Number five. Eventually, Ace discovers that Finkel is what other character? Question number six. What word does Ace Ventura like to stretch out when insulting someone? What word does Ace like to stretch out when he's insulting somebody else? Number six. Question number seven. What is the subtitle for the second Ace Ventura movie? Number seven. What is the subtitle for the second Ace Ventura film? Question number eight. During the second film, Ace attempts to join a religion after being scared by a failed rescue attempt of a raccoon. What religion does he become? Number eight. During the second film, Ace attempts to join a religion after being scared by a failed rescue attempt of a raccoon. What religion is that? Number eight. Question number nine. In Ace Ventura 2, Ace was tasked with finding Shikaka, the village's sacred animal, although he has a severe fear of this animal. What animal is it? Number nine. Number nine. Two questions left. Here's number 10. Ace Ventura 2 includes Carrie's now infamous birth scene from the backside of a mechanical animal following the failure of the robotics of that animal. What animal was it supposed to be? Number 10. Number 10. And your bonus question for 2 points. What color slash pattern were Ace Ventura's pants in both the first movie and the animated series? For 2 points, what color and pattern were Ace's pants in the first movie and animated series? Those are all your questions for Ace Ventura Trivia. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers. We are back with the answers to Ace Ventura 1 and 2 Trivia. Let's see how you did on this short quiz, courtesy of Taryn Napolitano and Mike Maximchuk. Number 1, 2 weeks before the Miami Dolphins are to play in the Super Bowl, the mascots kidnapped a bottlenose dolphin named Snowflake. Number 1, Snowflake. Number 2, what is the name of Ace's pet capuchin monkey? His name is Spike. Spike. Number 3, to track down the Dolphins mascot, Ventura sneaks into a party hosted by a millionaire who has a pet shark. Number 3, a pet shark. Number 4, Ray Finkel missed that field goal kick and the laces were out. That's right, the ball was incorrectly placed by Dan Marino, according to Finkel, and laces out was the phrase for the answer. Number 5, eventually Ace discovers that Finkel is Einhorn, Lieutenant Lois Einhorn. Finkel and Einhorn. Einhorn and Finkel. Number 6, what word does Ace Ventura like to stretch out when insulting someone? It's loser, and he pronounces it Lahoo-Zeher. Number 6. Number 7, what is this subtitle for the second movie, Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls? When Nature Calls. Number 8, during the second film, Ace attempts to join a religion after being scared by a failed attempt of a raccoon, and he tries to become a Buddhist. Number 8, a Buddhist. Number 9, in Ace Ventura 2, Ace was tasked with finding Shikaka, that was a bat, even though Ace is scared of bats. Number 9. Number 10, Ace Ventura 2 includes his birthing scene from a robotic rhinoceros. Number 10, rhinoceros. And bonus question for 2 points, what are the color and pattern of Ace's pants in both the first movie and the animated series? They are red and black striped trousers. Red and black striped pants. There you have it. A bunch of fun Ace Ventura trivia for Taryn. Taryn, great idea. We've never done that on the show before, and I hope everybody had a great time playing along with Ace Ventura trivia. It's time for the question of the day. Question of the day is about The Simpsons. Who is Montgomery Burns' loyal servant on The Simpsons? Let me know your answer to that question in a tweet or a message at RyanBuds on social media or RyanBuds@gmail.com. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Salt and Pepper for the Spinderella DJ duo. And your trivia team name of today is Bowling for Soup or Salad. Bowling for Soup or Salad. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend about the show. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.